Grievous was a stupid. Bible section is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
General Grievous.
You know, I don't know what you're feeling today.
He had a sack of organs and you got like a sack of worms.
Yeah, I guess he was supposed to be like an early prototype to what they did with Bader or something.
Well, it had a sack of organs.
Well, I'm saying it wasn't great.
It was all exposed. Early. I mean, he was not, you know.
Right, well, I'm saying it was like an early prototype to what
he was. Kind of like a walking robot haggis.
Yeah,
pretty much, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. The new Star Wars comes out at Christmas time, folks. You can go see it.
Yeah.
They're not as good anymore. Let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah. That's
really. Let's be really honest. They're not as good.
They're not as good. Sorry.
Your children's childhoods will not be as good as yours. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
They just need to think of something new, you know? They need to come up with something new.
They can't.
Why not?
Because
you can't come up with anything new either. I had this idea about blue lips. No, that was your idea a long time ago, blue lips. Remember the blue lips idea?
Yeah, I do remember
the
blue lips idea,
but
you would wear these special glasses, and when we had the cape,
it's
only had to have
like
some like small
sex
or something
there. Right. It's like
comedy, I guess.
It's like they live, but it said they had blue lips.
Yeah, right. What's creeping me out is like there's a Cheetos commercial where like a guy's all pissed off. He's like, "What? Who had mouth and Cheetos? F you." He puts on like a black layer on his family and they're all like orange, you know, lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, it's so disturbing. It's so disturbing.
That's disturbing?
And even the cat has some.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I think I've seen this.
Yeah. The one that had my Cheetos, motherfucker! Whoa, easy, man, easy.
So I just don't think that the Star Wars movies have been as, you know, memorable.
I agree. At first I was a little excited to see this new one that came out a few years ago, but then I thought about it, you know, they're just trying to, I don't know.
Capitalize. They're just taking your money.
They're just trying to, tailor it into more, modern tastes, you know, which is fine, but, you
right.
know, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not very excited about it.
Me either. That's sad.
But there'll be a sequel to The Incredibles coming out, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that may be good. Who knows?
I like The Incredibles. That was a great show.
Yeah, I think that it's just your infatuation with Elastigirl.
I'm gonna have to stop the show right here for a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, well, yeah, you know, well, come on. I'm not the only guy that probably thought about that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know. It is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, I traveled a little bit over the weekend.
Yeah.
Are you done with Elastigirl? Can I move on?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, yeah, go ahead. All right.
Okay.
I finished. Go ahead.
I like to call her by her other name, Human Diaphragm. So we were traveling, and we were in Columbia, Missouri, which we had stopped there, and we got lunch at the Fazoli's. You ever go to Fazoli's? You ever been there?
I think actually that is probably one I have heard of. I don't think I've been to one, but that does sound familiar. Yes.
It's like it's Italian fast food, and not just pizza, not just pizza.
Are they like in the mall or something?
I don't know. I've never seen one at a mall, but I don't go to many malls these days, so.
Oh, I thought it was your thing. You go hang out at the mall, go cruise the mall.
No, I don't go to the mall. So we're at this Fazoli's in Columbia. We've actually been there a couple of times recently because it's a stop. And so my wife's like, let's stop at the Fazoli's and get some lunch. I'm like, okay, that sounds good to me. I'm always up for lunch. So we go inside. This was a Sunday afternoon, which is not the best time to go to Fazoli's, to be honest with you, but... we go and we're going to go order. And I don't know if they're short staffed. There's not anybody there. We're waiting. And then there is this nice lady who's in a wheelchair and then like a person that's with her. And so.
Your wife did not scream out, oh my God. And then
no, she didn't say, oh my God. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. No, oh my gods this time. So we're the only two people waiting to place our order. The order taker person comes up there, and is looking out at the other people. And the kind of, I don't know what you call her, aide, maybe, her helper. Says, oh, we'll go ahead. And my wife, starts to step up there. And this lady in the wheelchair freaks the fuck out. Totally freaks out.
No.
She's like, And so the handler lady's like, it's okay. It's okay. I haven't made up my mind yet. Let them go. It's okay. So my wife proceeds to start putting her order in, and I'm like, I don't want to get too close, to be honest with you. It is like, I don't know what's going on. And then she's like, my turn, my turn, my turn. And like, she's... my turn.
Oh, my God.
My turn.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I feel horrible at this point. I'm like, oh, this is so terrible. This poor woman only gets to go out once a week or something. She's going to Fazoli's. She's gonna get some spaghetti. I don't know. And we're cutting in front. We're cutting. Even though we were given permission, we're cutting. I mean, she had like my turn. And her legs don't work, obviously. And she's like flipping around this kind of gimpy leg. And it's just like, oh my gosh.
She's trying to kick you.
She was. She was trying to kick my wife. I stayed far away.
Well, she's like trying to use curse words.
No. She just kept saying my turn. And she was kind of shriveled up a little bit. She's not a very big person.
Oh. I'm not laughing. Just
oh yeah, you were. You're totally laughing.
It's just the way Bob's telling the story. I find it funny.
Oh yeah, okay.
Probably laugh at.
So what's worse is she's got like this like cartoon character hat on. Have you seen those hats that have like eyeballs on them, like a face on top of the hat?
Yeah.
So, like, you got a head on top of your head kind of a situation?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's wearing one of those. My turn! My turn! Oh, my Lord. I'm like, and then I'm like, lady's looking at me for my order, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm frozen. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, we should just buy this lady's food. But,
yeah. Oh, my God.
My wife is not having any of that. She just wanted her fazoles, I guess. So,
I don't give a shit.
we put in our order, and we leave, you know, and this lady's still going, So then she finally gets, you know, we are out of there. I'm like getting drinks. I'm like, give me those cups. I'll go get the drinks.
Yeah.
And I noticed my wife, when I finally found her in the dining area, she had picked an, number one, she picked a booth. Because obviously this lady wasn't getting into a booth anywhere close to us.
I just was hoping that they would sit right by you.
She strategically picked our seat so that we would not be, there would be the least amount of potential for sitting near us.
Yeah.
But she did, they did sit like kind of straight across the dining area on the other side of the dining area. And then the lady proceeds to like choke on all her food the whole time. It was just, you remember, Kids Choke for Free?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of
that going. More spaghetti.
Yeah, my turn. This is what I'm doing a spot on impersonation. My turn.
Oh, it's so sad. That is so sad.
you're laughing so hard. You're so terrible.
Well, I'm not sure it's not funny.
I felt bad, so I sit down and I'm like, why'd you butt in front of that lady?
And your wife's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, she's like, no, she said I could go. She's all, like, defensive.
She said, well, I slapped her.
I'm like, really? I don't think I heard that.
You know what I heard? My turn.
I'm like, and then, of course, Kids Choke for Free came up, and... Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. We could barely contain ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like, terrible.
That was horrible. You're telling me.
That is terrible.
I should have bought that lady her food.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I was meeting my kids there, and so I was going to have to buy their food anyway, so.
Yeah.
I was buying all these other people's food. I can't be buying everybody's food.
Yeah, you didn't break down. Like, listen, I feel bad here. You with a squid hat, come here.
Yeah. It's not, I'd be like, you know, Larry did. It's not her turn. She said I could go.
Yeah, it was definitely like curb. What did you do, Larry? What the hell?
I didn't want to get too close. I was trying to look, you know, and this legs flinging around and the lady with her crazy hat on.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, we can wait. My turn. It's going to haunt me, you know?
I'm not laughing at this table. I just want everyone to know that right now. I'm not... We're
happy
not to
disable.
That's not funny.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, you ever see Cuckoo's Nest? I'm waiting for Chief to come smother me in my sleep.
That's so funny now, is it? Funny boy.
Yeah. I'm so Peter Murphy. This is Doctor. Well, you know, Doctor. When you want that Italian food and there's somebody in your way, you got to get right up there.
My turn! Are you going to have, like, nightmares from this?
It's like one of those kids having a gypsy encounter or something. I don't know. It's
Yeah.
I'm like, we've ruined the one day out of the week this one lady has any enjoyment. With the free breadsticks and all.
Yeah, that you can't eat.
Well, you know, I'm sure they chopped them up or something. Maybe that's what she was choking on. I don't know. I wouldn't look over there. I would not look.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Well, you felt like you felt these menacing eyes staring at you the whole time. Yeah. And, I don't know.
Crooked finger.
My turn.
I was like, you know, I was waiting to hear Thunderdome or something, and I was going to... We're going to break out and throw weapons out in the dining area.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was weird. It was an interesting lunch.
You are a terrible human being.
I am. I feel horrible. I told you. It was my wife's fault. I was not going to step up there. I was like, no, go ahead. No, you go. No, you go. No.
Larry, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, I was, I was not in that big of a hurry, but my wife was hungry, and they said go, so she just took them up their way. Mm-hmm. And boy, did that piss everybody off.
Yeah.
Phew. I'm like, I can't handle this kind of pressure.
That is weird.
Going out to eat, you know what I mean? I'm getting drive-thru next time. I'll eat my spaghetti in the drive-thru. Oh my gosh. So yeah. That was one hell of a lunch.
Yeah.
Mm. But what's going on with you?
My turn.
I was going to tell the story that I alluded to on Facebook a few weeks ago about the beautiful woman eating supper at work. You made me feel so pervy telling that.
What? No. Go ahead.
No, I was working at the auto parts store, and there was a lady I know this lady. I don't see her very often, but...
there may be a reason for that.
Yeah, she's like, Miles, please stay away. Please.
She's like, Miles... Is your real last name Weinstein? Come on.
My eyes are here, Miles, right here.
That's right.
And
Miles tries to pull a Louis C.K. on her and starts masturbating in front of her, so.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, like, you know, like all the things you can do. Like, hey, let's I'm going to rub it out right here.
Let me show you some select oil filters.
Yeah. And there was, like, some old stanky candy that was left up there.
Oh, God.
On the counter, like, some old nasty, like, you know, three-week-old, you know, like, Halloween candy or whatever the hell it was.
What? How'd that happen if you were around?
Well, I'm not supposed to be eating it.
Oh. You'd already been told, you don't eat this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty much General Grievous, so I really shouldn't be, you know.
Yeah. Candy!
Yeah, I'm even afraid to do that voice because I wouldn't be able to talk right now if I do that voice. And, no, so she's picking through this nasty candy. She says, a sucker.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, here we go.
You're like, you're adjusting your trousers.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, good, Sherry. This is my favorite. I'm like, boy. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's like slow motion, like she's carefully unwrapping it. I'm like, oh, boy. It's getting...
You know, there was a long time ago on the Gong Show.
Yeah.
There was an act where these two girls came out and ate like Rocket Pops.
Yeah.
That was the whole act. Bomb Pops or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no, so, like, yeah, so she's asking these questions, but, like, she's, like, passing her hand, like, you know, talking and stuff, but she hasn't, like engaged this thing yet, you know?
So yeah, okay.
Well, I have another question.
So she's waving it around underneath her mouth, or what?
Yeah, you know, like, oh, yeah, well, like, put it,
She didn't, like, lock eyes with you and, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd be like, you know, do you like Fram filters? Do you like, you know? Yeah, I do like to. Yeah, I know.
How much do you gap a spark plug for an 87 Chevy?
Yeah. What spark plugs do I need for a diesel engine? How many? a lot. a lot.
Those are glow plugs, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, she finally did start going to town on this thing. Like, oh boy.
Yeah.
I gotta go check some inventory. I'm gonna be back.
I gotta go check on the dipsticks.
Yeah, there's a cherry lime one there if you keep digging.
Jeez.
There's a sour apple one.
So, did you feel like you had been harassed, or?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I think part of me says she did not know what she was doing, but part of me says she did.
Ah. Okay.
I felt very uncomfortable, super uncomfortable.
Really? How interesting.
Me too. You know what I'm saying?
Me too. Yeah, I don't think that you can ever get away with posting a me too. Come on.
Yeah, it was like a reverse Louis C.K. You know what I'm saying?
You think? Okay. That's only because you imagined what the lollipop being something else.
A delicious treat, apparently.
Yeah.
Bye. Going to town with that, I don't know. But, yeah, a good time was had by all, that's all I can say.
You're like, didn't I see you in a movie?
Uh-huh.
Somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So, you gonna see her again, or what?
Yeah, when I'm blue, got some blow pops, and,
You're like,
hey. You know, it's weird. Like, people have been going nuts going through this old shitty candy. It's like weird. Like, oh, Jolly Ranchers, I'm going to take three. I'm like, this nasty candy's probably been up there for like 3 years, man.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like, oof.
That doesn't sound good.
I don't know. It was disgusting.
I think that you have a new. I think you need to, you know, step up and maybe buy some lollipops.
Or not.
Well, you know at the store, you ever see the lollipop tree?
Yeah.
I think you need to get one of those and put it out front.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And actually, you could put like a little, you could pick it up and you could set it up on the counter when a young lady comes in.
Tuesday here at Napa.
We got a new policy. You buy something and you're good looking, you get a lollipop, but you got to eat it here.
Yeah. Only the milk to get this, though. Come on.
Yeah, I think you could be the lollipop guy.
I felt very dirty. Yes, I did.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be worth $10 or whatever you're going to pay for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Old Uncle Miles got the lollipop tree. How come they all look like they're wrapped in underwear?